89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to this very special edition of TFL Car Chat, and today it's me and Andre in the field.
Yes, this is Overland Expo 2024. This is Mountain West. This is our home. Our offices are just close, but what are we going to do on this podcast?
Well, first I'm going to rant, Andre.
What?
I am really upset.
What?
We just came from the media room, and out of my whole life doing these events, I have never been not fed food or water. I feel like this is the least they can do for all this free coverage we're doing for them. So you find folks at Overland West media people.
Yes.
If you want journalists to be not grumpy and not ranty, give us some food. Just give us some food.
Maybe just a cookie or a little sandwich.
Or some water. It's like 8,000 degrees out here. All right. We are here in front of the Nismo Off-Road Rogue, Andre.
Yes. So Nissan, this is a Nissan booth. And what Nissan is really doing, they have a series of Nismo off-road parts. And they have this Rogue, which is one of their most popular sellers right now, which is a compact crossover. And they did it up, I mean, with a lot of accessories to kind of attract attention and show some of their parts.
Yeah. And, you know, just like with the Warrior concept, I say, Nissan, me and you, come here. Up close camera. Build it. Build it. Why are you teasing us with this really badass looking Rogue, and then you sell kind of this, you know, bread and butter vehicle that, you know, has about as much excitement as, you know, toilet paper. Sorry about that. But I'm standing next to this incredible, like, cool ass Rogue that possibly could go off road, and yet.
But Roman, look at this. You could, if you do have a Rogue already, yeah. If you purchased one, you can get this Nismo roof rack, you can get some light mounts, you can get an awning, you could get, look at this, a wild wing. You could get a wing on your Rogue.
Yeah, or you could buy a Bronco Sport and have all that from the factory. But I do like the exhaust.
Probably look at the exhaast pipes.
Yeah, the exhaust is
the center mounted. Yeah. This is a mean looking Rogue.
Now,
really mean.
I have been giving Nissan some crap, you know, but there is something interesting here. It's not this Frontier, which is interesting. But, you know, this is the Nissan booth, and yet,
yes.
Andre,
yes.
Yet they have an Xterra. Is this a sign of things to come? Do you think Nissan has seen what Toyota has done with the 4Runner, what Jeep has done with the Wrangler,
what Ford has done with the Bronco,
and they've realized that they killed the Xterra at exactly the wrong time, just when overlanding and off-roading was becoming hot, and now maybe this is a hint that it's coming. Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be awesome, but I think there's something else maybe going on here.
Yeah, what's that?
I hope Nissan comes back with the
New York
Xterra.
Are they selling parts? Is that what you're telling me?
They're selling wheels. Look at this hot wheel. Nismo wheel. Nismo light. Nismo something else.
Why not put in a Pathfinder?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah. So Nissan, once again. Oh, look, Nismo bumpers.
Hey, podcast listeners and TFL Talk viewers. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about a quick and simple way to sell your car or truck with the help of our new partner, HiRoad. With HiRoad's online portal, you enter your vehicle's VIN number or plate, mileage, and zip code, and you'll get competing offers from several qualified dealers in your area within seconds. You pick the best deal offered and follow through with the dealer to sell your car. No more managing scammy emails from buyers on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. No more time wasted on no-show buyers. No bait and switch with a will-you-take-a-check excuse from sketchy buyers. Now keep in mind, These offers will be for trade-in values of your vehicle. If you want to go through the hassle of getting more for your car, that's up to you. But if you want to sell your car hassle-free and fast, go to tflcar.com and click Sell Your Car in the navigation menu. Or click on the High Road ad at the bottom of the website if you're on mobile, or click on the column if you're on a desktop. High Road makes it easy, and we like easy.
For Nextera, I mean, how cool is that? I mean, these are some amazing parts they have here.
You know, I think if Nissan brought back the Nextera, I think it would be their number, let's say,
two or three
bestseller overnight.
Yes.
Yeah. No doubt.
Nissan, please consider that.
All right, well, let's keep going. We'll stop over here at the Toyota Tire booth now. We're going to focus on the
SUVs on this time, right?
Yeah. So in the Talking Trucks podcast, we walked around and showed you the baddest and most expensive trucks. So this time we're going to show you some really cool cars. And here we have a Subaru with Toyota tires. I think this is a Timberland, right?
Wilderness?
Wait. I don't know. It may not be a Subaru.
We don't know what it is because it's an oval.
Car. It's an oval.
It looks like a Ford oval.
It does look like a Ford oval.
But they have a winch. Look at this, Roman. Huh. They have a winch on this Outback.
Who would have thunk?
So I believe this is a version of the kind of the Outback Wilderness. But look, next to it is a good old 4Runner that still soldiers on, right?
Yeah, but look at it. This thing's really done up. Not only does it have a topographical map of, well, it looks like something from the 1800s, but it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 KCs with one of the KCs being backwards. I wonder what that's a symbol for.
That's awesome. I don't know. Maybe it's a secret code?
Yeah.
It's a secret code.
But, you know, obviously there's a new 4Runner coming, and we will be showing you that in this video.
By the way, I wanted to give a little bit of a shout out to Four Wheel Campers.
All right.
Let's go over this way just briefly. We've used their campers many, many times, and they have a variety of them. And they're over here. You could see it on many different pickup trucks, including a Ford Ranger. Look at this, Roman. Oh, dude, and look at this classic thing. This is kind of interesting.
Now that is some old school, look at that, pop-up camper. You think that's a four-wheel camper from back in the day?
Yeah, it is. I think so.
So what we're looking at here, guys, is the Trail Duster version.
This is, this is cool. This is a Plymouth, dude. When was the last time you saw a Plymouth a Trail Duster?
Yeah, this is like something from, 1970s maybe?
Yes.
Plymouth Trail Duster.
It's basically like a K5 Blazer, in a way.
Bright orange. With some rust, I would call it patina.
Yes.
And then this really cool old school camper on it. I love this, Andre. I'm gonna go on the limb right now, guys. Yes. This is my favorite car here.
This truck.
Yeah, truck. I should say truck.
But look inside. Hold on a second. Look inside.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, look, there's even a little brochure. So it is a four-wheel camper.
Yes, it is. And look, date installed February 4th, 1977. And it was built in February, and it was $1,795, I believe, to start. So almost $1,800 for this camper back in the day.
Yeah, and we're looking at some really classic old school colors. We're looking at kind of beiges, browns, and kind of yellows with kind of fake wood. Kind of smells like my old grandma's house in here, Andre. It's not grand, but it is cool.
But it is over, 47 years old?
Yeah, it is over 47 years old. And, you know, let's compare and contrast that to the one, the Project M now, which is kind of the lightest one that they build.
And we had one on our Lightning, right? F-150 Lightning, we had one of these.
Yeah. And, you know, same thing. It hasn't changed that much, right?
The shape is
very close. Pop up. Looks like the materials are a little bit more modern. And let's look at the inside here. This one's just kind of a shell. So this is the one that is more done up. And this one's on a Ram Cummins.
Do you want to jump in there, Cole? Just for a second?
Appreciate it. Yeah, we're doing a little
video. We just want to peek inside.
Yeah. This is cool. This is the Hawk, I take it.
This is a Hawk flatbed.
Yeah, flatbed. It's got a lot of space, huh?
Yeah.
Quite a bit of room.
There is a Granby flatbed that gives a little bit more space.
Yeah.
The Granby flatbed is just, they make that extra space in the dinette.
Uh-huh.
So the floor space in this one is going to be the same with the Granby. But this is the second biggest camper they make.
So did this start out as a chassis cab?
It did not. So this is actually a 3/4 ton truck that we removed the truck bed from, and then put a MITS alloy flatbed on.
Gotcha. It gives you more room than just sliding in, but it gets more expensive too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's go. Andre, we're back in trucks. How did that happen?
I'm sorry. I gravitate to that. I apologize.
You did. You completely hijacked this podcast.
All right, let's keep moving.
Let's keep moving.
We have lots of vans.
Oh yeah, this looks like quite the van. You know, I love the fact that there are all these doggies here.
Well, this is part of the lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Doggies visit with and travel with people.
And you know, the doggies are smart. They're not out here walking around in the midday sun.
unless an owner asks them to walk.
Yeah. Here we're looking at some Fords. A couple of really cool Fords.
Hey, how are you? How's it going?
Thank you for watching.
Good to see you in person.
Thank you.
You want to go look at the van over here?
Yeah, let's
see what you got. What do you got here?
Hold on.
I'm going to get a mic on you. Hold on.
All right, what are we doing? We're on camera right now.
We're doing a walk around. So what is this?
This is a company out of Blue Springs, Missouri called Van Do It. Yeah. So they build out vans on Ford Transit.
I'm going to move it over here because you got music playing.
Okay, he's going to turn it off.
Okay, that'd be great.
Hold on. So this is the Transit. Is this all-wheel drive chassis?
All-wheel drive chassis. This is the lifted van. So it's a 2-inch lift, Quigley lift with the wheel, with the bigger tires, like a 3.5-inch lift. But they're a small company out of Blue Springs, Missouri, like I said. They build these out. They have three models right now. They have the Live, the Do, which this is, kind of do whatever you want, and then the new Move. So if you take a look at these guys, you can see the different builds. So they're known for this 80-20 extruded aluminum, this stuff right here.
Yep.
They build all this stuff out. So everything is modular. I can pull all of this out.
Like rails, basically.
Yes.
Rail system.
Yeah. I like the kid seats.
Yeah, so I went to go visit my grandkids in D.C., so that's why that's there. But normally, that's out, and I got the rest of my kitchen pot sitting over here. And I'm traveling with three dogs and a bird. They're at the hotel right now. But it's all modular, so that's what is really good about this company. And you know, you can get built out any way you want. So if you don't need that, you don't need to purchase that. You just put your three-seat bench. Now you can travel with eight people. I can take this bed out, and I can go to, you know, to the store and buy some trees and do the honey-do list.
Or put a bike in there or something else.
Motorcycles in here. When I saw these guys 5 years ago at Flagstaff for the Overland, they had a dirt bike in the back.
Okay.
You can put rooftop tents on here. They have platforms that you can put up here. And, you know, if you got the ladder on the back, you can climb up top. We were at an air show in Florida, Sun and Fun, and they had that van out there, one of their vans out there. So we were standing up there taking photos and all that kind of stuff.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Right. Nice to meet you.
Good to see you. I've been watching you guys' stuff, man, and getting some good information.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You know, Andre, really I can tell you, I would love to be a dog in a van.
Right now.
Yeah. No. Just if I'm going to travel as a dog, I think the van would be one of the best means of overlanding for our canine friends.
Yes. I think Blaze would appreciate that.
He would, yeah. There's lots of space. Not stuck in a seat where the whole world is kind of shaky, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go look at the Foreigner. Isn't that somewhere around here?
Yeah, let's move fast.
Yeah.
We could spend hours just walking here. Hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, by all this food that we didn't get.
Oh my gosh, it smells so good.
I know, all the food trucks. Toyota's not stupid. They're going to put the Foreigner right by the food.
Yes.
All right,
let's check it out. This is the new Foreigner. Of course, there may be a slight delay of the brand new generation of the 4Runner coming and actually going on sale, but at least they brought it here to the show so people can check it out. So, and this is the Trail Hunter edition. You can kind of see it right there with the wheels and everything else. And the Trail Hunter and the Pro will be hybrids, right?
Yeah, we've got a deposit down on one of these in this exact color, by the way.
This green.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hunter green, I think.
All right, let's walk around that a little bit.
Maybe I could be wrong. Maybe it's Trail Hunter, and I don't know what the green is called. I don't want to make things up, Andre.
Well, you know, these new colors have fancy names. You know, all of them are different.
I love the wheels, the bronze wheels.
Yeah.
Right now at the office, we have the Trail Hunter Tacoma, and that, you know, is also pretty badass looking.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we can also call, we can look underneath a little bit.
It should be fully plated.
Yeah, so there should be a lot of kit plates. And look, this one was used. There's some mud, some scrapes under it.
Yeah, maybe it was one of the test mules.
Yeah, so that's...
So why do they have it roped off like it's, you know...
It's precious.
It's precious. It's precious. It's off-road already.
I don't know.
I do like the built-in rigid lights in the front, Andre.
Yes. These guys.
And you cannot forget the high air intake. Or should I say,
and remember,
desert air intake.
On the Tacoma, you can actually hear it quite, you know, quite clearly.
You know, so I was driving around with it, and it's a little annoying after a while, because you can hear
You can hear it breathing?
Yeah, you can hear it breathing.
Interesting.
Yeah, at first it's kind of cool, but after a while it gets a little old.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully, Toyota delayed the intro of the 4Runner. It was supposed to be later this year, but now it looks
it's coming a little bit later,
next year. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey.
We're doing a little video walk around.
Good to see you, man.
Been a little while.
Good to see you.
How are you? Yeah.
Are you guys going to be here for the fireside chat with the Calty designer and the...
Probably not. It's tonight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
We'll try
already
to.
Already baked.
Okay.
And not in the Colorado... Not in the Colorado way. I'm just being... Yeah. Like,
no, we've been baked by the sun for a very long time. So
I wouldn't be ever thinking of the next thing.
So. Yeah, so you want to... like break some news here? You want to tell us what you know, what's coming in the future? I know that's coming.
Well, I don't
I'm poking.
I don't think we're really gonna break some news. Yeah. But what I will say is we still have a lot of things ahead of us. Yep. Right, we've got SEMA, and you guys can expect some cool... you guys are going to be there, right?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
So I think that you guys will probably come to the press preview right on Monday.
Yes, yes, guys.
To give you guys some extra access. I can't tell you what we're going to have, but we're going to have some awesome stuff.
So what Toyota does at SEMA is always cool. They always have some specialty builds, and there's usually a theme to them, so it's a really fun, exhibit.
And some news. They break some news there as well. Yeah.
We may break a little bit of news. I mean, obviously, you guys have seen this thing, but for most people, they haven't seen a new 4Runner.
The 4Runner,
yeah. This is the Trail Hunter version.
Yeah. we got a Deposit Dino one.
And I like
Okay.
I like the color, this graphic on the Land Cruiser as well. Yeah. This is really great.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm not personally... there are people that like white, and actually we have a white Prius Prime too. But I don't know if this would be my first color choice on Land Cruiser, but I think you're right. With a little bit of color on the white.
A splash of color, yes.
It totally transforms it.
Yeah,
super cool.
For those of you guys listening to us, it's a Land Cruiser with the classic kind of yellow,
orange
colors that Toyota used to use for when they raced back in the day, right?
The Heritage. Those are our Heritage colors.
Yeah,
so there were All-American Racers and Dan Gurney, and when we were in GTP and GTU and GTO, this was what they all looked like. The Juan Fangio days.
How about Iron Man? Remember him?
Oh, and he had
Ivan,
too,
yes.
Ivan Stewart. Yeah. He ran PPI. He drove for Cal Wells, who was the owner. And you're right, it's had this theme too. That was a Toyota deal at that point.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We'll see you.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Bye.
See you.
Let's keep going, Andre.
All right, Roman, don't get run over by this machine.
We got more to see. All right, well, I kind of did a really bad job in trying to coax some information out of him.
No, but you got something.
I did get something, yeah.
Because now we know that Toyota is coming to SEMA.
Yeah, there you go.
So we know something.
Yeah, you heard it first.
On a car chat right here. Yeah.
All right, guys, so we've done one of these walk-arounds. If you watch the Truck Talk channel, Talking Trucks.
Yes.
And the one thing we did notice is that there were a lot of Ineos Grenadiers here.
Yes.
This seems to be the vehicle of the show.
How about the year of the Grenadier?
I like that. That's good. Yeah, it seems to have taken overlanding by storm. And I'm sure we'll walk up to some over here, because remember that they have their little booth here. So we'll do a walk
dude,
around.
Wait.
What you see?
Look at this Land Cruiser Rhino Rack edition. Whoa. Sorry, can we see it?
Yeah,
can
of
we
course,
look at
yeah.
it? Look at those wheels, bigger tires. Another little retro style theme.
Yeah, I think bronze is still the hot color for aftermarket wheels.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you this, Andre.
Yes.
There's three versions of Land Cruiser, right?
Yes.
There's a 1858 or 1958, whatever it is. And then there's the Land Cruiser. Land Cruiser, which has the square headlights.
Yes.
And then there's the first edition, which
is the round, right?
So which do you like better?
Oh gosh, you know what? I like the face of the round headlamp.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a, almost human.
Yeah.
Human quality to it, but this caught my eye. I mean, with these wheels, these are Method wheels in bronze, like you said, and slightly larger tire. It looks beefy.
Yeah, it looks. I mean, there's no car that doesn't look better with fat tires. And I gotta look at this truck because it's being fat
what?
Tires. Look at
oh
this.
My god!
Look at this Super Duty, dude.
Oh is my. This is this Arctic?
I don't know. This looks
I
like an Arctic.
I think this is an Arctic truck.
You think this is an Arctic truck?
Yes.
Well, I think it's in the Nokia.
Nokian
tires. Yeah, it might be Arctic.
Yes.
It is Arctic. Yeah. Yeah. So these guys
AT-44.
Are. What we're looking at here is a Super Duty. Arctic calls it the T-44. Power Stroke, of course. And this is kind of Iceland style ice
vehicle. And the tires are humongous. Look at this. So this is my hand, like on this tire. I mean, this tire. Let's look at its spec. It's LT475 70R17. And look, it's got a tire pressure system.
Or is that inflator or is that a?
Yeah, I think it's got a central
inflator.
Central inflator system.
Yeah, these are the kind of trucks you see running around the lava fields in Iceland. Once again, we end up at trucks, Andre. This time it was my fault. Shall we head on over to the Ineos? I think they're this way.
You know what
I'm not seeing a lot of this year? I'm not seeing a lot of Broncos or Jeeps. Gladiators,
there's a few Gladiators. Let's cut through here.
Okay. Head on over to Ineos.
Let's cut through here.
We're cutting through someone's campsite right now. I can hear the generator. And we have cut through. And now we are making our way over to Ineos.
Yes. Ah, yes. There is a Grenadier booth.
I still love that light blue color, Andre, the one we used to own.
That's a very nice color.
Now, I haven't seen any of the Quartermasters yet, the pickup trucks.
It does not appear to be here. Interesting. This is cool. And we also have seen a lot of Grenadiers, not just in this booth, but in many other booths as well.
Yeah, so our friends at Red Nolan down in the Springs are selling this one. Let's do this. Let's have a little fireside chat here. You think they'll mind if we can sit down in their chairs?
Yes.
We can kind of have a little quick chat about Grenadier. Guys, mind if we sit down for a sec?
Go for it, boss.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
Enjoy the shade where you can find it. Yeah. See if you need to.
Yes.
Yeah, come on over, Andre.
It's good.
All right, you want to walk around? We'll talk about the Grenadier?
Yeah.
Come join me.
I wanted to point stuff out.
All right, I'll sit here.
Okay.
And you point stuff out.
So why is a Grenadier becoming so popular? It's because, I think, of the bones of it, right? It's a big frame, big axles. So look down here.
Well, I mean, it was designed specifically for overlanding.
Yeah. Look at the size of this frame. Solid axles, front and rear. You can get optional locking differentials. The tires are not huge from the factory, but you could, I guess, lift them and you can do other things. But it's got really great bones, right? Really, really solid chassis, and you can get steelies. You can get steelies like this, tires.
You can get a snorkel from the factory, and then you got to show them the controls. Go inside, show them. It's like piloting a 747.
Yeah, that's very special, very unique cabin. Even on top, where you see all the switches, it does look like a plane.
All right, so let me fill you in on. Just sit down for a sec. Cole, you can walk around and show them. I'll fill Andre in. So people don't know what Ineos is. Ineos is a company that was... I think started or purchased by Sir Jim Ratcliffe.
Yes.
And Sir Jim Ratcliffe, I believe, is Britain's richest man. And he has this giant petrochemical company.
Ineos.
And when the Defender went out of production, he went to Land Rover and said, hey, can I buy the tooling for it? I want to build it. I want to build a classic off-roader. And they said no. And he said, okay, well, I'll build my own. So he bought this old Mercedes, well, it wasn't old, Mercedes factory in France, just across the border from Germany, I believe. And then he got BMW to provide a straight six power plant.
Yes.
And he designed the ultimate overlander. So this is very old school. Think of a Wrangler on steroids. They cost more, right? So we're looking at, you know, starting price of high 70s.
Into the 80s and 90s.
Into the 80s. And then the great thing about these is you can customize them however you want. You'll see that you can get, you know, these side mounting points for...
Yeah, very modular,
yeah,
right?
Jerry cans.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can do things like, you know, get steelies from the factory.
Roof racks.
Roof racks. Pretty much anything you'd want from a... Look at that here. I've sat long enough. Let's keep going. From an overlanding standpoint. And our friends at Red Nolan in the Springs are the dealer in Colorado. So there you go.
Yeah.
Now, you want a review of it as we walk down the... So when we bought one, it was, for me, the ultimate off-roader. Tommy and I took it into Hell's Revenge. We had an incredible time, just super, super capable. Very solid, very unstoppable in a lot of ways.
Even well, it's got a lot of articulation, yes, right? Yeah. So the axles and the tires are really working well.
But the problem comes in that...
What, streetability?
Yeah, so all that stuff that makes it so good off-road makes it really not great on-road. Especially not like on the highway. It tends to wander down. You know how
and
the
I've
Jeeps
heard
used
like
to be.
Returning to center, right?
Doesn't like so to return to center.
So you have to kind of force the steering wheel to come back to middle.
Yeah. And so that's kind of the downside of it. So it really is a true overlanding rig. And it also runs into this problem in America where it's almost too expensive for what it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're kind of now selling it to people who may want a discount G-Wagon.
Right.
But at $80,000, you're kind of moved your way out of the Wrangler.
Let's turn this way.
/ Bronco crowd.
Well, look at this. There's a Scout. Oh, there's a Quartermaster.
Quartermaster, yeah. Our first one. How cool is that?
We were just talking about this. You know, Tommy went on the event, right?
Yeah, so...
And Tommy... saw it, but now we have a Scout camper on the back of this Ineos.
Well, it's because it's Overland Journal. It's our friend Scott Brady.
Okay. Oh, is that his?
Yeah, I assume so.
Okay.
The issue with the Quartermaster is it suffers from the chicken tax.
Yes, because it's built in France, like you said.
And so any commercial vehicle, I'm using air quotes here, gets a 25% import duty. So the Quartermasters are, I think, $15,000 more expensive than the Grenadiers. So while it's ultimately cool, it's ultimately also very expensive.
Very expensive.
Over $100,000. Yeah, once again, we're back at trucks, Andre.
Especially with options. No, but I look this way because look at that Land Cruiser.
Oh, yeah.
This is not just the year of the Grenadier. It's also the year of the Land Cruiser.
All right, now that one's got the round headlights.
Yes, and bigger tires yet.
Yes, so let's check that guy out.
Oh, it looks like it's by Slee, our friend Slee.
Oh, wow.
Slee Off-Road.
So, yeah.
But the music is very loud over there.
Well, we won't get too close to it then.
Okay.
I do like the heritage colors. I love the bumper and the lights.
Yeah. So Slee Off-Road, they specialize really in protection, right? Bumpers, skid plates. They used to V8 swap Land Cruisers as well, right? Some of the older ones.
And as you know, the Land Cruiser kind of went down market, if I can say that.
Well, they did on price. Yeah. Yes, they did, definitely.
So the last final edition, which wasn't so final, you know, those were almost $100,000. And then there was no Land Cruiser in America for a long time. And then, of course, they brought it back. And the 1958 edition starts at like $56,000. And then you go up $10,000 more, basically, for the Land Cruiser edition.
Yeah. And so that's already 65.
Five and then 75.
Yeah.
But still a lot less than the, previous.
There's a Bronco.
There's a Bronco.
Yeah. That's a very cool one.
Yeah, that's cool. You know what caught my attention?
What?
We got a Lightning lifted. And
again, truck?
Yeah, another truck. I know. All roads lead to truck out here. Hey, there's an FJ.
Yeah, I love that FJ. Oh, that's really cool.
And it looks like it's got like Swedish plates on it. What is that? Or Norwegian plates?
Wow.
It's that's
a
crazy.
Lifted F-150 Lightning on big tires.
And of course, you guys know the. It's also got fender flares.
So it almost looks Icelandic, like Arctic.
It might be Icelandic. Maybe IS is Iceland.
Uh-huh.
So this is a...
beefy electric pickup.
Yeah, that's pretty badass, dude.
So why do you think electric vehicles are not as popular as maybe they could be?
Well, lack of range would be probably the you know.
Well, also lack of good options, right? Lack of affordable vehicles as well.
Yeah, and then the more, you know, when you lift them and put bigger tires on them, you're just biting into that range. Yes. Let's look at the Porsche.
Ooh, that's a cool Porsche, dude.
Yeah, we got a Cayenne over here.
That's a sweet one.
You know, I've been longing for a Trans-Siberia edition of a Cayenne. This was a race that they entered when the Cayenne first came out. And they saw, they made kind of like a consumer edition of it, not the race vehicle. Uh-huh. And those on Bring a Trailer sell for like $40,000. And basically it's a sticker package.
Wow.
With like orange. But
this looks to be done up. I mean, this is lifted. It's got like tubular bumpers.
Yeah, the first.
Front and rear.
So the first generation of Cayenne, just like the Touareg, you could actually get with an off-road package. So you could get it with air suspension, with a low range, and full skid plates.
And a locker, right? At least
and
rear,
locker,
right?
Yeah. I think in Europe you can get a rear and a front locker. And then they got rid of that for the next generation. But these, you know, were the ultimate off-roaders if you wanted a Porsche, because they were, you know, you can get the turbo version of the Cayenne, which this is, right? And have, you know, more horsepower than you know what to do with.
Really yet, tough bumpers on this one.
And yet at the same time, you had this really cool Porsche. So
look,
yeah, I love
it. It's got a hitch receiver, and it's got this motorcycle mount.
You know what's interesting, Andrew? This motorcycle is cantilevered over the back of this Cayenne, and yet...
It's not really squatting.
Yeah.
So I think they built the suspension knowing they're gonna put something really heavy on the back of it.
Yeah, because that's a lot of weight. How about that Bronco? Should we go check out a Bronco? We said there weren't many, but I see a Bronco.
Oh, it's a Raptor, I think.
I think it's a Raptor Bronco,
It's a Bronco Raptor.
Yeah, those big fenders give it away. But to me, they always kind of looked like an afterthought. You know, like Ford decided that they were gonna...
But these are painted. So what we're walking up to is a brand new Ford Bronco Raptor. And they initially came out with these blacked out fender flares, right? But it's a really wide vehicle on 37s from the factory with an amazing suspension.
Yeah, those aren't 37s.
Is that bigger, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, want to see all what right. those sizes are?
Let's check the size.
That's really nice.
So mud terrain, these are BFGs. Hold on a second. Give me a second. 39? What?
Yeah, I believe it.
39 by 13 and a half.
Yeah, it looks
big.
They still look like proportional to some extent, you know?
Yeah, it still looks...
Does the original one come with 37s?
Uh-huh, yeah, from the factory.
So they went up 2 inches.
But this is not a factory bumper, and it's also got an ADD skid plate, so a pretty tough skid plate underneath and some lights in this bumper as well.
I gotta say, the Bronco Raptor is one of the most capable off-road vehicles I've ever driven from the factory. This is about as close to a race truck as you're going to get.
Basically, yeah. And big part of it are the shocks. Yeah. So, Cole, if you can show...
This should be active, right? Active Fox shocks.
Fox active shocks and the geometry of the suspension. I mean, they're not shy. When they built the Bronco off-rodeo course, when Ford built that course, they built a jump into that course.
You know what the problem is with the Bronco Raptor, though?
What?
The F-150.
Raptor?
Yeah, or the Raptor R. At the price point of that thing, wouldn't you rather have, you know, the original Raptor?
Well, speaking of price.
Oh, my God.
We have Polaris
Expedition. Do we have the Expedition here? Oh, we got to show them the Expedition.
Yes.
So this world of Broncos, Jeeps, and side-by-sides is quickly colliding, because once upon a time, of course, a side-by-side was this Razor, right?
Yes.
That had this little flimsy... like plastic top built around a roll cage, and you would take it off road and you have a hoot with it, but you certainly wouldn't like...
You didn't have a lot of creature comforts in it.
No, and now with the new Adventure, you've got, well, this one doesn't have it, but...
Well, let's take a look at this one.
How about that one?
Over
is
here.
That, is that an Adventure? Right there.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, so this one has it.
So fully, doors, glass everywhere, including a windscreen, really comfortable interior.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got
inside.
Power windows right there. You've got complete instrumentation. You've got air conditioning, Andre.
And heat probably, too.
And heat. And on this one, you've got a windscreen that opens up, kind of like the old farm trucks back in the day. And you've got basically all the creature comforts of an on-road car. Price of an on-road car, too.
And the price goes up, yes.
Yeah, these are like 35. And so let's say you're out on a trail and you want, you know, all the perks of a side-by-side, which is, you know, great articulation, really good approach. There's no approach angle. Yes?
There's a modified one.
Oh, let's go look at
Holy moly.
Yeah, let's go check it out. Wow. Yeah, look at It looks like it's lifted with the winch. Love the color too. Hello. It's got kind of a dark green on it.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry. I just really wanted to check those out.
Look at that.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, how are you? We're doing a quick walk around podcast.
Hi.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Good to see you.
Yeah. I did a video with Andre.
So. Yeah, remember? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Hi. Hello.
Sorry.
That's right.
Is this yours or no?
No. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. This one's got a built-in kitchen. The thing that Rivian promised but never delivered.
I've heard that Rivian is
doing the camping kitchen.
Yeah, they're working on it again. Look at this. It's got a bed. This is comfortable. Roman, I might take a nap here, actually.
I'm like a kid to candy, because look behind
Wait,
you.
What?
Look at that. Look at that, Andre. Look at that.
Is that a car?
That's not a car. That is. I think that might be an Oshkosh. I don't know who built this. It's a 6x6, isn't it?
That's a crazy.
That's an army truck. Yeah.
Crazy army truck.
Yeah.
Look at all the specs. You know, I love army vehicles because they give you all the specs, sizes, and weights. How tall this is, 40 degree approach angle, 68 degree departure angle.
Onboard deflation and inflation on the tires.
Yeah, CTIS, central tire inflation system.
Yeah, this is a show off. I think they're trying to recruit people for the
National Guard, right?
Yeah, or Air Force or something. Air Force.
Oh, Wyoming Air Guard.
Yeah. But what a cool rig.
Look at this. Yeah, that's.
I'd love to take that for a ride.
That's insanely cool.
Oh, should we keep going?
Let's go.
Let's go.
I think we have some Jeeps on that side, Roman, as well.
Where?
But there are a couple of trucks.
Well, those are people.
Mostly gladiators.
Those are people camping here.
Well, yeah. Rig, well, I mean, not just people. I mean, look at those rigs. I mean they're all built up.
They could be sleeping in there. They could be having.
Can we knock?
No, they could be doing stuff we don't want to know about. This is their homes.
By the way, during our truck podcast, we had Rider Justice make us some smoothies using a Honda motorcycle.
Yeah, great company, one of the companies that supports us. So if you guys are ever in any kind of trouble with your motorcycle,
yeah,
you need a
or
great,
any automotive trouble,
yeah,
really.
You need a great personal injury attorney. Scott over there is, I think, the best in Colorado, Andre.
Roman, so should we take a quick look at motorcycles? I don't know much about motorcycles. You do.
I used to. Okay. I used to be a big...
Well, Case is not here and Alex is not here.
Yeah, I mean, I see KTMs, I see BMWs.
Yes.
And I don't know what a Moskov is. It sounds like a Russian one, doesn't it?
Moscow Moto.
Moscow, is that Russian?
No, I think it's a gear apparel brand, maybe?
Must be a gear apparel. And like I say, I don't know a lot about it, so I don't want to
talk
out of...
Well, maybe Case and Alex will do a special, show.
Hey, look like we're about to get some...
You know, last year we got drenched here, completely destroyed by rain.
How far are we into this podcast, Cole?
35
minutes. Okay. So we got to finish this last 25 without getting drenched, Andre.
You know, I saw some 80 series Land Cruisers here we need to check out. I think that would be really, really cool.
All right, well, let's keep an eye. Look at the size of this monster.
Well, forget about the monster. Look at the 80 series behind it.
All right, let's go look at it.
Let's look at the 80 series.
Yeah, I saw the classic ones here. Look like they were brand new.
And they're still, we sold ours, right?
We did, because that straight six is pretty anemic here in Colorado.
But it still was desirable, right? We didn't lose much money, did we?
No, we didn't lose any. We didn't make any, but we didn't lose any.
Okay.
So we've got, this is
John's 4x4,
yeah.
Okay,
our local
they're
shop.
Out of Boulder.
Yeah, our local shop, and then behind it, we've got a Rivian, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
An SUV?
Yeah, no, it's a truck.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Good to see you, man.
Good.
Good to see you.
Oh, we're just doing a quick podcast, so we're doing
these
a
are
walk
two
around.
Of your vehicles here?
Yeah, these are our rigs. These are the rock crawling overlander rigs.
Did you V8 swap this, or is it still
straight six?
No,
it's still stock straight six. Eventually going to do a turbo.
I love it.
Going to do it our
love the heritage colors.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We just got back from U-Ray, Black Bear, Engineer, and then we did Chinaman Gulch.
Wow, that's hard. So. Chinaman is serious.
Yeah, I did get some trail damage on the back there. Of course, we did it a week before this show, so it was a little upsetting. But.
Well, it's a badge of honor, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not damaged.
Now, if you had done Carnage Canyon, then I would have been...
Yeah, that would have been pretty impressive, so unfortunately not.
Anyway, cool. Guys, let's keep going. Good,
thank you. Good to
see
you.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Yeah, so Chinaman Gulch is right next to Carnage Canyon in Buena Vista, Andre.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably one of the hardest trails in Colorado. It's just got giant obstacles. And I spent like a half a day on going through it on a Jeep on 44s.
Half a day, just half a going, day, going very slowly.
Going 2 miles, half a day. Yeah, it was like, okay, I'm lined up. Oop, oop. I mean, that's like some serious rock
climbing. I see another 80 series Roman.
There's a lot of those here.
So this could be the year of the Grenadier and the Land Cruiser. Sure.
Are we keeping count? Which of the... I left the
credit card. How many we've seen?
Yeah, which car is more... Well, look at that one. Holy cow, that is super lifted.
Let's look underneath the hood and let's see what they have there.
You think it's still the straight six?
Because it could be something else. Yeah. Could be something else, right?
I think you used to swap a GX engine into these. That was kind of the way you did it.
That is
not a straight six, Andre. Oh, it is. It's the 1FZFE. It's the original engine. But look what's on top of it. I do believe that's a supercharger, yeah.
Wow, look at this belt-driven guy here on the passenger side.
Yeah, that's got to give it a little bit of oomph.
Little juice.
Going up I-70.
Little juice, very nice.
You know what? You're just going to need that supercharger to roll those tires. Forget about going up I-70. Just rolling those bad boys.
And look, these wheels are also scraped up, so this is proper. I mean, this vehicle is being used and wheeled and traveled in. I mean, very, very cool.
I mean, the great thing about coming out here is that it's, you know, it's a trade show. It's a kind of a convention, but the people here actually live the lifestyle, you know?
Yeah. This is not just a booth put up by a manufacturer usually, right?
Yeah,
right?
Most of these people we meet have all spent their lives off
the life,
road, yeah,
yes.
which is nice. So I'm looking for some more cars. Seeing a lot of...
So Roman, I saw...
Oh, there we go. Look at
Ooh.
That. Ooh, we found some, yeah.
We have to cut across here.
Yeah, classic FJs, Andre.
Oh,
look at
geez.
That.
Yes. FJs, Toyotas. It looks like a SEMA build, dude.
It could be. Well, it says SEMA.
Yes.
That would be a giveaway.
Okay. Oh, we've got music again.
Don't go too close. We'll stay back here. So I like
Wow.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you like the original? Non-lifted?
Or lifted.
I kind of like the lifted.
Dude, this lifted one is done right. I mean, they spend a lot of money on this build.
Look at the articulation.
And this looks incredible. The suspension, the wheels, and the way the body is done. It's incredible.
Yeah. Hey, Cole, show them the original one.
It's a little unique one, too.
You know,
really
we owned a classic FJ for like a half a year.
Yes.
The Blizzard's sick, right?
Yeah. Oh, is that what it's called, the Blizzard?
Yeah. Over here, this is the Toyota Blizzard.
Oh,
yeah,
the Blizzard,
and
yeah.
It's a little diesel, too, right?
Yeah, so it's a four-speed, non-turbo diesel, right-hand drive.
That's
super cool.
Well, that's right one. We had an old FJ for a while. Do you fit? I didn't fit in.
Oh yeah, I fit just fine in that
really?
Thing.
Okay.
I drove it in.
Okay.
Right. Sweet.
It's actually this is from Profit Resurrection.
Okay.
They're one of the companies that we work with.
Yep. Okay.
It's their vehicles. They've restored them. They're just displaying our wheels on there, and so we have them in the booth.
Okay.
Nice.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, sweet.
Very
rig, man.
Cool. Very cool. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Boy, certainly cooled off, Andre.
What's up?
It certainly cooled off.
Well, I'm welcoming the cooling off.
I am too. I was feeling a little faint, Andre.
All right, let's go left.
Let's go left and see what's left. And then we'll wrap this up because I think there's a storm moving in. Remember last year, this turned into a muddy mess.
Yeah, this became like a sea of mud.
Now, if people are interested in this truck, the Earth House, it's over on our
truck house.
Truck house, sorry, Earth House. I combine Earth Roamer and Truck House into Earth House.
Actually, we should create a company called Earth House.
Don't tell anybody. Earth House. Somewhere, because the Earth Roamer is like a million and the Truck House is at
half
calf,
a million.
So we could do something at 750, right?
Yes.
Right
TFL
in the middle.
Earth House.
TFL Earth House, that's right.
Yes. Let's go a little bit further.
All right. Check out what's over
here. So really, Roman, I mean, a lot of this... I think what I'm figuring out.
Ooh, I see a car.
Ooh, Lexus.
Let's go see.
Is what I'm figuring
hey,
out.
Hey, where are the GXs?
Oh, you're right.
No GXs.
There's one.
Well, I just saw it, so I was like.
Yes. You're right. GX is on sale, but where are they?
I don't know. I mean, there's an old GX.
Let's start here. Hold on, Roman. Let's do Defender 90 and then walk this way.
Oh, that's a cool Defender. Look at Steelys, bigger tires, proper lights. Big old winch. Yeah, I love that.
What I'm figuring out, Roman, is that as soon as you start to spend your life outdoors, you always need to go bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
Well, hey, look, we
start with something small.
We've hit the car area because we have competing vehicles all around us, including a Bronco hiding back there. You see it?
Yes, I see it.
So
yes.
So first and foremost, we have the Defender, which directly competes with the Ineos.
Yes.
Which directly competes with.
Yes. Hold on, we're just.
Yeah, I remember. How you doing, man? Yeah, good to see you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good to see you. Yes, hello. Yeah.
Did you guys do this? Is it one of yours?
Yep.
That's a really nice build. You want to get the mic? Put a mic on you. So tell me about your GX build. That's got to be one of the first ones.
Oh, okay. Which one?
The white one.
That's not a GX, first of all.
Oh.
It's an LX600.
Well, never mind. LX600. Tell me about the LX600.
But the GX is next to it, right?
The GX is next to it.
So LX600, everybody looks at that truck. They love it because it's the equivalent of the 300 Land Cruiser, and they hate the nose.
Yeah,
because it's got the big spindle.
It's got that big spindle grill. Yeah. It looks like it's about to eat a bunch of plankton.
This is our first attempt of getting rid of that.
It looks really good.
It's kind of a first article bumper on it. Takes a 12,000 pound weight. It's got lights. Cool thing about it was he's filming on the side now. There's I'm going to call them ditch lights because it's bottom ditch lights.
Okay.
Because the factory car has cornering beams.
Yep.
When you turn, they come on.
Yes.
So we also incorporated that in the bumper.
I got to say, that is the best looking LX I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's super good.
It came out pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you go much higher? What about the
suspension? 35 inch tires, 3 inch lift on it.
Okay.
The wheels is actually from a Tundra TRD Pro.
Yeah?
It's their wheels.
I recognize that.
You know, it's really hard to get those lines right because there's so many intersecting lines in the front of this car, and to be able to cut it so that the winch looks factory is really impressive.
And one of the weird things everybody's going to ask is why there's no fog lights in the wings.
Yep.
But you have both massive intercoolers in the wings.
So you need the airflow.
So you need the ventilation for that.
Oh, so right here. There.
Yeah, both this and this is the... ventilation for the intercooler.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a couple of questions. First of all, we're here at Slee Off-Road, and I forget your name, I'm sorry.
Christo,
yeah. Christo is the guy who started. I think he started back in the day with the 80 series, right?
Used to
V8-swap them, and these guys are out of Golden, and they're like the go-to people if you want to do anything with a Toyota. But it's interesting that you don't have a Land Cruiser here.
We were joking, we have more Lexus than Lexus have in their boot.
So let me ask you, the GX we're looking at right
550?
Now. Yeah, the 550. So we just had it at the office.
Okay.
We took it off-road, and what I found, especially with the non-overtrail, is that the ride is pretty bad.
Factory suspension seems to be pretty harsh.
It does pretty harsh, yeah.
We have a 250, and we actually built a 250 that's in Peterson's booth.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw
that. We saw it, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
We built that truck as well.
Okay.
And that suspension, this has got ADS suspension on it. They're from Arizona. We've actually worked with them for the last 15 years. We private label their shocks for the 100 and the 200 series, as well as the 80 series, actually. That's a much better setup for the vehicle because we found the same thing, that it felt like the rear of the truck was really hard.
It is really hard
when you go over bumps. So that is, we haven't taken that off-road yet because it's the first suspension. We literally finished that, I think, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Aligned it and brought it out.
So we got to go when they launched the vehicle, and I got to speak with the chief engineer, and he said they put a lot more time into making it a lot more off-road worthy. So, you know, like they brought the belt line down so you can actually see out of it. You know, KDSS, right?
Yeah,
EKDSS. When you get underneath it, do you see that? Is that what you see, or is this more PR?
You see a lot of it. It's still not a 600. If you look... Why that's a $70,000 to $80,000 car, and this is a $95,000 to $120,000 car. If you put them on a lift, you can actually see that underneath the vehicle on just how the detail in the car. But that car, when you drive it, is much more like the 60 and the 80 series with the seat position, the visibility, everything like that. The big debate is going to come up: what about the 4Runner and the 250 or whatever,
because
it's the same drivetrain and everything. But people will find out that it's completely different kind of person will buy it. We bought a 250 first edition and a TRD Pro Tacoma, and we drove it back from Indiana in 2 days, and me and Ben, our general manager, and we swapped cars halfway through. And that's when we found out that if you get in the car, you're gonna know which one you want.
I get you.
Because the Tacoma is much lower.
So they have a personality.
You sit lower, it's way more of a cockpit. It's the nose is a lot longer, so it's definitely going to be, if you, essentially the 4Runner is the same nose and inside as the Tacoma.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you get to that point, you're going to climb in the car and you're going to say, I like this one or I like this one.
Yeah.
Not much choice in the drivetrain.
Yeah.
I wish they brought a TRD Pro Tacoma out with a big motor.
Yeah.
Or at least the...
I know.
At least the 3.5 liter twin turbo.
Yeah.
But they, that would be fun.
They've taken everything down two cylinders, yeah. right? So what yeah. used to be eight cylinders are now six. What yeah. used to be six is now four. They've turbo.
Yeah.
They've hybrid them, but it's not the same.
The hybrid on the four cylinder makes it totally acceptable. It takes, there's no turbo lag.
Yeah.
I mean, you've driven them. They're yeah. pretty smooth. You know, it's, but it's very interesting now because there's been so much press about the cars and you guys all go drive them at every event and all that yeah. stuff, and it's actually now only the public is getting into them. And
I agree.
But we haven't seen many GXs here. Have you seen other GXs? The new ones?
It might be too early. There, people are waiting for them.
I think there's one more that I saw.
I don't think I think they're out yet. But yeah. I love this one, Andre.
Yeah.
The LX 600.
Yeah, I'm pointing to the LX 600. Yeah.
We've actually had ours for 2 months already. Yeah. We just haven't done.
Can Roman borrow this for a week?
If I bought an LX, how much to do this? How much to build one of these?
We haven't even priced this stuff out. It's all proto. The sliders, I think we have available. They're about $1,400. And I think the skid plates for the whole truck is done. That's $1,400. We have the first edition sliders on the GX. And actually, the GX and the 250 will be the same slider. And those will be on the shelf probably in about 2 months.
Okay, so I was grumpy about the GX because I didn't like the ride, and I kind of found the interior to be a little boring, you know what I mean? There's not a lot of color to it. It's kind of, you know.
It's typical Toyota Lexus. It's nothing exciting, but nothing offensive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then I took it off-road, and it was actually really good off-road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really surprised. We took it up this really tough obstacle, and it just did it no problem. Yeah.
I think we're going for this.
The LX.
Starting the development on this because I think we're going to find that 200 series Land Cruiser owners, they don't have a path for something they want to buy.
Yeah.
The 550 is an excellent replacement for the 460. The 250 is not, unfortunately, a replacement for the 200.
You gonna do anything with the 400 when that hits?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you feel like that Toyota has kind of taken back some of this with the Trail Hunter and the TRD Pro. You know, stuff you used to do.
I don't think so. I mean,
they don't do this. Obviously, they don't do an LX.
You know, there was a lot of talk when the 250 came out. They said, "Oh, it's designed for the aftermarket. Yeah. It's easy to do."
It wasn't.
No. There's lines that you can see.
I know, you can't.
Versus on the GX. But when you get behind the scenes, it's just as complicated as any other car. So there's the what is nice on both the 250 and the GX, like all the captive nuts on the frames is there for sliders.
Well, that's cool.
So that makes that part a little bit easier.
So at least they planned ahead for that.
Yeah. But the bumpers are still a nightmare to make.
Okay. All right. Well, Crystal, thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
You do some great work. I got to say, you know, I said that truck was my favorite. Now this is, I love this all.
There you go.
What we should do is we should, now that you've done the other 550 off-road, we should go and do a trail.
Let's do that one.
Yeah,
we'd love to.
Yes.
And
yeah.
see how that suspension
Let's do it. Here, I'll give you my card. Give me a ring, and then let's do it, and we'll compare. Maybe we can get the stock one from the press lead and compare.
Yeah,
that'd be a good side by side comparison.
We have stock 250.
Okay, there you go.
Oh,
but
yes.
But the 250 and the GX 550 suspension is not the same.
Oh, all right.
That's okay. The weird thing.
Okay. Right. Let's go this way, Andre.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Christo. Well, Andre, I think that's about as strong of a note as we're going to be able to end on. What do you say? You know what's interesting? You don't see any Grenadiers that have been modded.
Not heavily, at least.
No, you want
to finish
with the Bronco over there? Because I said all these are kind of, you know, competing against each other.
Totally.
Defender.
I love this GX. Defender 90. This looks really amazing.
It looks like ours. Remember?
Yeah, we had a first edition Bronco in...
The same color.
Orange. What did they call it?
That's some weird.
Cyber orange. Cyber yellow.
Yeah, it was some weird number.
Wild track,
yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Bumpers, giant tires.
Big winch.
Yeah.
Shade, Max Trax.
Really cool.
Roof rack. You know, the standard stuff you need when you go off-road. Well, where are we at with time? 51. Andre, let's walk back and we'll kind of finish this off.
Well, the rain is coming,
right? Look. I know.
That stopped you in your tracks.
I know. It did stop me. I love this. My college roommate had one of these back in the day. And this is, of course, the 70 series, right? 80, this is before the 70?
Yeah, it was before the 80.
Yeah, so we're looking at Land Cruiser 70 series.
And it says direct injection turbo. This was an era where they printed everything, a lot of things about the vehicle right on the side.
Yeah, this is old school Toyota. And you know, at some point, the design was just classic back in the day. And of course, that's supposed to be a very old school push bar
on
there.
Old school bumper.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey guys. No, we're just
we're good.
We're good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hey. How you doing?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. All right. Let's keep going, Andre.
We're gonna get slammed by rain, Roman.
I know. What's that thing?
Whoa. That looks like a pod.
Is that a
pod trailer?
No, not the trailer. The thing behind. Oh, it's a trailer. I thought it was a truck. Never mind.
No. It's not a truck.
All right. Well, let's head back, guys. I'm so happy that you were able to join us on this walk around of the Overland Expo. I have now gotten unsalty from not having...
Are you better?
I know.
It's less hot.
Yeah, it may sound like, you know, I'm being like really stupid that I didn't get a free lunch, but this is kind of the way journalists work, right?
Well, it's not convenient, right?
That's like the least you can do for us. Come on, give us just some food. For all this, you know, hard work we're doing. Are we doing hard work?
We are. You're sweating like crazy.
All right, as we walk back, let me ask you, Andre. Now this is the second of the two walk-arounds.
Yes.
I'm going to give you $2 million.
Two million. Wow,
yeah.
You're generous.
Yeah, and you could buy anything here, and you won't have to wait for it. What are you going to buy? And you can't buy your Buhanka, you already have it.
Buhanka, I already have my Russian man.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
You can go Earth Roamer 1.1 for the SX.
Yes.
Or you can get, you know, Slee LX, Broncos. I just said two million.
Can I buy like 20 LX 600s? No.
Just buy one thing.
Let me think. Yeah, one thing?
Yeah, one thing. And then use the rest.
God.
Use the rest for your kids at
college.
How
about that military 6x6 we walked by? That's about 2 million, right?
I don't know how much those are.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
If it's surplus, then it could be very cheap. No, it's hard for me to say, but dude, I really loved some of the lifted Land Cruisers we saw today.
Yeah.
I think I would maybe take, I'll get a Land Cruiser,
right,
I would take it to Slee, and have them build it for me.
All right, I get the truck house.
Truck house?
Truck house, that's half a million?
Yes.
And you can see that over on the Talking Trucks?
Yes.
And I would get the LX.
And you have money left over?
That's all I need.
Okay.
Truck house to live in, LX to off-road.
Okay.
I'd have the coolest one in the world.
That's fair.
Is that fair?
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. We are going to pack
go
it
rest.
Up, go back to the office before we get soaked. And as always, we'll see you over at alltfl.com. This is Roman.
And Andre.
See you next time. Ciao.
Thank you.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.